The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power of Women, featuring your host, Pamela Barcone. Insights and interviews to make you believe that together we can do anything. You'll be inspired by what you hear in the next hour. Here's the host for Power of Women, Pamela Barcone.
Well, welcome to Power of Women, and welcome to our guest, Mimi Griffin. This is Power of Women Radio, where the power of one becomes the power of many. Mimi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pam, thank you so much, and I can't tell you how much I love the music at the beginning of the show.
Isn't that great? The sisters are doing it for themselves.
That's exactly right.
And the sisters are certainly doing it for themselves with the U.S. Women's Open that's coming up in July. And you are the executive director, and the company that you founded, MSG Promotions, is in charge of that event. That must be kind of challenging.
Absolutely challenging. Challenging under normal circumstances, Pam, but in this economic climate, even more so. But we are putting together something really special, and we expect to really set a new standard here at Saucon Valley in July.
Mimi, since we are broadcast literally around the world, why don't you talk a little bit about the U.S. Women's Open and where it's going to be located and what the dates are?
Okay, I'd be happy to. We are contesting the Women's Open July 6th through the 12th. The first 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, are practice rounds of that week, and then Thursday through Sunday are the championship rounds. It will be played at Saucon Valley in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, in the greater Lehigh Valley in the eastern part of Pennsylvania. And it really, truly is an international event, Pam, because we have, 30-some countries represented by the players competing in the championship, everything from South Korea to Australia, and certainly our own American players will be competing for the most coveted title in golf.
Well, that is very exciting, and I know that I'm going to be there, and I'm really looking forward to it. In fact, we're hoping actually that the Power of Women organization is going to be there. There are some really great women athletes going to be at this event, and there's nothing more empowering for women, I think, than competing and being involved in sports. Tell us a little bit about some of the women athletes that will be there.
Well, in addition to the championship golf, which is a natural at the Women's Open, we've got 156 of the best golfers in the world competing for this most coveted title. But we're also trying to structure an event, not just the championship, Pam, that appeals to interests of all levels. And in an attempt to do that, we are bringing in five iconic world-class athletes on one of our practice rounds, Tuesday in particular, where we will host Julie Foudy, World Cup soccer player. We'll have Shannon Miller, the most decorated gymnast in the U.S. gymnastics history. We'll have Rebecca Lobo, who played at the University of Connecticut, was a national champion, then went on and played in the WNBA, and is now an ESPN commentator for women's basketball. And just to name a few of the iconic world-class women that will be coming in to share their special brand of inspiration, not just about their own particular sport, but we chose these women in particular because they were also avid golfers. And they are going to talk about their own sport, but also about how golf has been a wonderful outlet for them from the rigors of training for their chosen field.
Well, I think that anyone who has ever been out on a golf course has to admit that it's probably one of the most relaxing sports you can play.
Oh, No question. The nice thing about it is it's a chance for you to escape your BlackBerry, escape your cell phone, escape the distractions of the normal world. It's usually an idyllic setting out becoming one with nature. That's, of course, if your golf swing is cooperating. But for the most part, it's a wonderfully relaxing activity.
Well, you are also hosting quite a lot of events for children and students, and I think that's really an important part of this competition, for them to be able to come out and share this environment and be able to see these very successful women. Tell us a little bit about your student and children activities.
Well, the really great thing about the Women's Open, Pam, is the United States Golf Association allows children 17 and under to come to the Women's Open for free every day of Championship Week. Now, this is as major an event as it gets. It is comparable to the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA Finals. And you can't take your children to any of those events for free, yet you can at the highest level in competitive golf. Your children get in free. In addition to that, when they come on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday during the practice rounds, we'll give them a free lunch as well. And we have their own little hospitality area that we will position right on the championship course next to the 15th tee. And in this tent called our Kids Club, we will have all sorts of interactive games and activities, both from an educational viewpoint and golf-related viewpoint. But we'll do as much as we can, not just to entertain the children and help them feel welcomed, but empower them. We've gotten support locally from the community to advance this initiative. For instance, PPL is helping us with underwriting the cost of the children's lunches. We're working with Walmart to provide some of the games. We're working with Crayola, who's actually putting together an activity sheet specific to the Women's Open, and they're providing all of the crayons and markers for the children. Just Born, a local candy company, has underwritten the T-shirts that we're giving out in our Adopt a Player program, which is a unique activity that's never been done before at the Women's Open or anywhere that I know of, where we have set up a communication stream between third and fourth graders in our area, and actually it's extended down to the Philadelphia area as well. We've got over 75 schools participating. About 4,000 third and fourth graders have been communicating with 25 of the top players who will be competing for a position in the Women's Open. So they've been talking via a password-protected web page on our Women's Open website since October and will continue to do so through the school year. And then the culmination of this program is when the children come on site during the Women's Open, they will be given these T-shirts that I referenced that Just Born is underwriting. They will wear the specific color T-shirt chosen by their player. So there'll be 25 different color T-shirts, 4,000 children scrambling around the grounds trying to follow their adopted player. And the nice thing is it gives a player a chance to easily identify by the T-shirt color the students that they have been corresponding with for the last 9 months.
That is such an exciting project, to be able to make children feel like they are really part of this and they're rooting for one of these women to succeed, and that, quite frankly, that their presence and their support is valued, because I think so many times children feel like they're kind of second-class citizens.
Well, the thing that we really wanted to do, again, on both sides, we absolutely wanted to empower the children, but on the side of the players, we also wanted to let just the public in general, and there's nothing better than going through children to spread the word for you. But we wanted to personalize these women, to let everyone know that they're not, their golf ability is God-given, and that's a given talent that you expect when you come to watch them play. But these women are also great people. And this program has really given them an opportunity to show a side of themselves for the 9 months prior that they don't get a chance to show in the very brief period of time that they're here on site. And so, for instance, like a Paula Creamer, she is one of the best golfers in the world, one of the top golfers. She has invited all 220 students who have adopted her to go to the Phillies game with her the Monday of Championship Week because she'll be there throwing out the first pitch. So she is providing them all tickets.
Well, that is those kinds of programs just do your heart good to hear about them, and it's wonderful to know that top athletes like this actually reach out for that that kind of outreach to children and into the community. We're going to take a short break. You are listening to Power of Women on Voice America Variety with Mimi Griffin, and we'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Varcone.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
When your car starts to gasp and sputter, you take it in for a tune-up. But what about when you get tired and need help? Sounds like it's time for a life tune-up. Simple, straightforward advice and techniques to help inspire and guide you in weathering life's challenges and finding your true purpose. Each week, Lauren and Shore Slocum will give you the tools to tune up your life in a way that's easy and fun. Stop making excuses and live your life. Tune in to Life Tune-Ups, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and tune up your life today.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela at powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. I'm Pamela Varcone, and my guest today is Mimi Griffin, Executive Director of the 2009 U.S. Women's Open. Mimi, so thrilled to have you with us today. We're having a great conversation about this wonderful event for women, and I am sure that you must be having a lot of challenges with sponsorships and just the general financial climate out there. How's it going?
It's going relatively well, Pam, again, you have to take everything with a grain of salt in today's economic climate. The funny thing is, over a year ago, in December of 2007, we really felt the impact of the economic downturn. We, through our business, we work with the United States Golf Association, not just on this Women's Open this year, but we are responsible for all the corporate hospitality sales for the Men's Open, the U.S. Open, each year. And last year, we were at Torrey Pines in San Diego, and the December before, I said to the people at the USGA, I don't know what was going on, but it felt like people put the brakes, corporate America put the brakes on hard. And we saw this coming a long time ago, and the funny thing is it was just a couple months ago when the economists finally agreed that the recession started in December of the same time that we were seeing that kind of reaction from corporate America. But here's the situation. There are still companies that recognize this as a wonderful way to enrich corporate relationships, and this is a highly valued method of being able to generate business, maintain key clients. And I think that the situation that we're in right now, it is more about perception than it is about financial reality, because of all of the people who want to point at these things as boondoggles or excessive ways to spend your money. And I just feel that that's so short-sighted, because there's such a trickle-down effect, and it's basically the service industry that you're impacting when companies don't entertain to enrich corporate relationships. Because let's just take a look at what we do here with the Women's Open. If we lose corporate tent patrons, it means that our landscaper, who is a local company, doesn't get as much business to landscape the tents, or the food purveyor, who we will be buying all our products from, we don't buy as much from them. So there is such an impact on the service industry when companies pull back because of this fear of the perception that entertainment is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. And fortunately, we've had a core group of companies who recognize that, have stayed the course, and understand the value that this national and international event brings to this community, not just in economic development dollars, but in exposure, because of the fact that the Women's Open is televised for over 14 hours on national TV on NBC and ESPN, but it's also telecast to over 220 countries around the world.
Well, it sends a very important message about America and about how we're doing. You know, Mimi, I have kind of a similar experience in a slightly different field. You know, I do a lot of, motivational speaking, all around the country. And I'm very tied into the, meeting and convention business in one form or another. And it has just been amazing how many companies have pulled back from holding, their annual meetings or their sales incentive meetings or whatever at the usual locations or resorts that they hold them at, because they're just scared to death of the public anger and the public perception. And so they've canceled those meetings, and they're holding them, in corporate headquarters or in some gymnasium around, where their business is located. And there is a negative trickle-down effect to that, because I spoke to somebody in the hospitality industry who a large group had just canceled on them, and they said, the maids who clean the rooms and the bellmen and the busboys in the dining room and everything, they're all losing income and may lose their jobs if people continue to do this. So
you have to support
the economy.
You're absolutely spot on, Pam, and there are areas around the country where the entire town or area is supported by, whether it's a resort or if it's a destination that people travel to, their entire livelihood is based on this industry. And if this fear of the perception does not get on more level ground soon, they will be sorely affected. That whole communities will be affected.
Well, if someone would like to get involved with the U.S. Open, are there still opportunities to do that? If somebody would like to host a corporate event or help support the kids in some way, is there a way to do that?
Oh, absolutely. And we still have some of our corporate tables available. We still have the skyboxes, which gives you a wonderful bird's eye view because you're right on the golf course and you can get tremendous quality time with the people that you host during the Women's Open. And those are available. And the great thing about the Women's Open, as opposed to the Men's Open that we also sell corporate hospitality for, is on a cost-per-person basis. And again, I think people need to recognize, rather than looking at the aggregate fee for any of these options. If you break it down on a cost per person, you're talking about spending maybe $200 to $300 to entertain a key client who may be bringing you tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of business. Now, is that not worth it, and is that not a more viable alternative than even, you know, taking the traditional ad in the paper? So it is absolutely part of the marketing mix that companies use, and we still do have some of those opportunities available, especially in our Champions Pavilion, which is the shared table tent where companies and individuals can reserve a table for the week. Food and beverage is included. It's located right on the championship ninth hole with a patio overlooking the golf course. So it's a wonderful setting and a wonderfully relaxing, idyllic setting in which to host your guests.
Okay, we're going to give you your own 15-second free commercial. What number or who would somebody call if they were interested in being involved in the U.S. Women's Open?
All they'd have to do is check on our website, which is www.2009uswomensopen.com, or call our office, which is 610-814-6104.
Okay, and that is MSG Promotions, is that right?
That's right, yep.
Okay.
That's the direct line to our Women's Open office.
That's fantastic, Mimi. I think it's going to be really an exciting event. Of course, it's going to be fun to have it in the beautiful Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania, a place that I know well and I'm very familiar with, and I know you do too. And, of course, Saucon Valley Country Club is just the most gorgeous place in the world. And I think this is probably the appropriate time for us to do our own little joint commercial to say that Power of Women and the U.S. Women's Open will be hosting a joint event. And you'll be able to come out to the U.S. Women's Open as a Power of Women member, and you'll be able to interact and watch some of the action going on Wednesday morning and have a little lunch and really soak up the atmosphere. There'll be details about that forthcoming on the Power of Women website. But for those of you listening who are interested in coming out to the Open and would like to do it with Power of Women, we will have that opportunity for you. So now that we have both done our little commercials, I think it's important to go from the event itself into a larger perspective, Mimi, and talk about these women athletes and what it takes to compete at this level and how important it is for young women and for girls to begin to compete early in their lives and early in their schooling. You know, this idea that, you know, that women don't like to compete with each other or they're not comfortable doing that, I think is absolutely nonsense. I was very, very active in school sports, and I can tell you competition and sports is something that I think is very important to a girl's development.
I couldn't agree with you more, Pam, and I, as with my own daughter, I said to her early on, I don't care what sport you choose, but you will compete at something because of all the life lessons you can learn. And I was particularly interested in having her participate in a team sport because it's not just about the competition. It's about the cooperative effort for a common goal. And that, I know it's such a cliche to say that that's what sport provides you, but it is the absolute truth. And whether you're a man or a woman, the opportunity to compete, to test your skills, to get some relative barometer of where you fit in the scheme of things, is a wonderfully satisfying and gratifying activity. And so again, one of the reasons why we wanted to try to connect the children in this area with some of these world-class athletes that will be coming to compete in the Women's Open is to give them a sense that that's not an untouchable goal. These aren't, you know, superhuman beings. They are people just like you and I with the same kind of concerns and challenges. For instance, last year when we were at the Women's Open at Interlochen in Minneapolis, we were doing a promotional taping of some of the players, and what we wanted them to do is give us some of the insights into their lives other than just their golf, and it really was a successful campaign.
Well, we're looking forward to following that thread and that line of thought when we come back. You are listening to Power of Women on the radio, and we are talking to Mimi Griffin. We're going to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Varcone.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Son, we got to talk about drinking.
I know.
I don't want you touching alcohol till you're old enough.
Yeah, I know, Dad. It's not a big deal.
Don't yeah, I know me, okay? And it is a big deal. Underage drinking is just stupid.
Yeah, well, why'd you do it?
Look, I did it because we didn't know what we know now. Alcohol affects kids differently, okay? When kids drink, it's more dangerous. And you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
Look, son, I'm trying to help. I've seen what it does. I mean, you may think you can handle it, but when you drink, it screws up your judgment. Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela at powerofwomen.net. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. I'm Pamela Varcone, your host, and we are with Mimi Griffin today, the executive director of the U.S. Women's Open 2009. Mimi, before we went to break, we were talking about the challenges of being one of these top flight athletes and how you lead kind of a normal life and the fact that they're wonderful role models for children because they're real people who have real lives.
Yeah, and that was really brought home to me last summer when we were at the Women's Open at Interlochen, Pam. We were doing all of the videotaping of the players, and I was speaking to Julie Inkster in particular, and she's one of the most accomplished women golfers of all time. And here is a former Women's Open champion, and we put her in front of the camera because our campaign was get to know them, and we asked them to say two or three things about themselves that we wouldn't ordinarily know. And Julie's like, I don't have anything interesting to say. I don't know what to say. I said, well, like, who does your food? I said, how do you get all this stuff done? I said, you're a working mother. How do you get it done? She goes, well, I don't do it very well. And I said, well, what do you mean? She goes, I said, who does your food shopping? She said, I have my 19-year-old do the food shopping because I don't have any time to do it. I said, well, that's what I do, too, you know. And so I said, just say that on camera, because then all of a sudden, that's what people can identify with. The fact that these very accomplished women, very successful women who are in the public eye, they are challenged with the same everyday circumstances that we find ourselves in. And so that's the point and the message that we're trying to communicate. And, you know, we talk about them being role models for young girls. What about for us big girls, too, Pam? You know, to see that kind of an accomplished woman tell you that she struggles to get the food shopping done, that does my heart good. Because I
well,
take my
misery loves company.
Thinking, oh, my gosh. I'm saying my life is out of control, just out of control. And I must be the only one in this universe who feels that way. And to hear other accomplished women experiencing the same challenges, it just helps us all feel like we're in this together.
Well, we are all in this together, and that is kind of what we call that in Power of Women. We call that the sisterhood.
Exactly.
And we are all in the sisterhood together, and there is something that, you know, that women understand about each other and about our lives and about how much it takes to keep our lives together and, quite frankly, to keep our families together.
Yeah, no question. And the thing about we as women in particular is that we do always think outside ourselves first in terms of, okay, are our children doing okay? Is our husband or our significant other doing okay? And then work, how are things at work? Are we putting our priorities straight and are we doing as well as we should be? And then at the bottom of the list comes, okay, I don't have anything to wear because I haven't gone clothes shopping in 5 years. And so it's like, you know, how do you get this done? I don't know.
Well, I think we ought to talk a little bit about you because you really do have a very interesting story and you have, you've done some very interesting things and we're going to talk about that just as soon as we talk to Lori. We have a caller on the line. Lori, are you there?
I am here, Pam.
Well, it's very nice to hear from you, and we have Mimi Griffin with us. Do you have a question for Mimi?
I do, Mimi. Welcome, and I'm really enjoying the show, and I'm very excited about the tournament coming to the Lehigh Valley, and something just came to my mind. I have a question. As a lifelong resident of the Lehigh Valley, of course, I'm excited about the tourism dollars that we hope will be generated by your event. Do you have a projection on that?
Yeah, you know what, Lori? It is hard. There has never been a formal economic development study done. But for our two previous senior opens that were hosted here at Saucon Valley, the projected economic number was between 12 and 15 million. And I know just from the millions of dollars that we are spending, direct dollars that we'll spend with the caterer and the landscaper and some of the other local companies, I know what those direct dollars are. But then the multiplier of all the people, because we expect 25,000 spectators per day, we've got hundreds, I forget how many, I think it's close to 5,000 room nights that we've blocked for USGA, for competitors, for media. So that multiplier of the hotel nights, the restaurants that will get business, the gas stations because people need to fill up their cars, and just all of the other ancillary establishments that will benefit from this championship, it is obviously in the millions of dollars, but that exact number has never really been calculated. And you know what? What's funny, and this is just a matter of semantics, but you said my event. This really is our event, Lori. This is the Lehigh Valley's. And you know what? If it's not, it won't be successful. That's why I'm going to turn around and say to you, how can you help make this your event the best that it can possibly be? And I'm delighted to hear that you're excited, because I promise you, When you come here to Saucon Valley, it will be an environment unlike any other you've ever experienced. It will be a happening, an event that you won't want to miss. But the reality is, we're bringing the world to our doorstep. This is our neighborhood, and we've invited the world here. Now, what are we going to do to help everyone understand that nobody can do it better than Lehigh Valley?
Well, we can certainly welcome each and every person and just be good neighbors, even though they're coming from out of the area, and be available to help. And I do know that a couple of my family members have volunteered.
So
that's our part.
Yeah, you know what? And that's exactly it. Just a simple smile. You know, if you come on any one of the days and some of the competitors, especially those that might not speak English, like the South Korean, some of the South Korean players who aren't fluent in English, a smile goes a long way. You know, and it's that kind of thing that we all can collectively present and put our best foot forward in this once-in-a-decade opportunity.
And we will embrace it, and we will show them that this is where they need to be for events. That the Lehigh Valley
you know what, Lori,
is vibrant
you have,
and has a lot to offer.
This is a tremendous community, and we have now deputized you to go out and help us spread that word.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you so much for the call, Lori. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mimi.
That raises,
thank you, Sam.
We have another caller on the line, Mimi, but I don't want to lose this thought line. Do you need more volunteers, or do you have as many as you need?
We actually have about 3,000 volunteers, and we have a wait list. And that's a tribute to the Lehigh Valley. That the fact that we can get that many volunteers signed up this quickly and that we have a wait list of people to be able to help, that's a tribute.
That really is. I'm really glad to hear that. Okay, so sponsors and support are needed, and volunteers, we've got as many as we need. All right,
yes.
We are very pleased to say that we have another caller on the line. We've got Barb. Barb, are you there?
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show. Do you have a question or comment for Mimi?
Thank you so much. I don't play golf. My kids do, but they play mostly at public courses, and they've never been to Saucon Valley, and you're telling me that it's affordable. I was wondering if you could tell me what, you know, how much it would cost and to bring my family and how this would work for us.
You know what, Barb, that's a great question, and the thing is, it doesn't matter where your kids play. It doesn't matter that they even play. We're going to have something here for everybody, because if they do play golf, great, but maybe they play soccer or basketball or they're a gymnast or any other sport where we'll have these iconic women coming on Tuesday. And the beauty of this is that our pricing is very affordable. On Monday, the ticket is $10, and that's for adults. Now, remember, your kids get in free. You're going to pay $10 on Monday. You're going to pay $15 on Tuesday, $25 on Wednesday. But now think about it. You could bring your 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, whatever you have, for $10 on Monday. And then when they come here, your children will eat for free. You can't take your kids to the movies for that. So we are talking about truly affordable family entertainment on a stage that is world class, on a level of competition that this area won't see again for another decade. So this is truly affordable family entertainment, and then when they come, your kids are going to eat for free, and guess what? You're going to be able to get $1.50 soda in the concession stand, because what we're going to do is keep everything very, very affordable.
Okay, well, it does sound pretty good.
Now,
how do they
go about, and we've only got 30 seconds left till break, quickly, Mimi, how do they go about, do they go to a website, do they book this in advance, do they show up the day of, how do they do this?
Well, it's actually all of the above, but what I would strongly suggest, because we do anticipate a sellout, is that people go on our website, which is the 2009 USWomensOpen.com, and you can easily order your tickets on the website. You can also walk into any Wegmans. They are selling the tickets for us. There are exclusive ticket outlet where you can just go into the Wegmans and buy your tickets right away, or you can call our office at the 610-814-6104.
All right, that is a perfect segue. Barb, thank you very much for your call, and we're going to break.
Thank you for the information.
And we'll be right back with Mimi Griffin, and we're going to talk a little bit about women's leadership and what it takes to be as successful as Mimi has been. This is Pamela Varcone, and you're listening to Power of Women. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Varcone.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela at powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. I'm Pamela Varcone, your host, and we're moving into our last segment with Mimi Griffin, Executive Director of the U.S. Women's Open 2009, being held at the Saucon Valley Country Club in beautiful Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Mimi, we went out to break talking about the importance of role models and leadership and keeping all the balls in the air, and I think we should talk a little bit about you. You're a pretty good role model yourself. You actually had some experience in the national broadcast. You were with ESPN. You were with CBS. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was ESPN's lead commentator for women's basketball for 17 years. I started in the early 80s, and I actually quit my role there in 2000. And it was actually done as a sort of a hobby because I've had my own business since 1982 and fortunately had the flexibility because of having my own business
to participate as a commentator for women's basketball because that's my passion. Golf is my living pan, but basketball is my passion. And so I was able to serve as their analyst. I would do probably about, at peak times, maybe 25 to 30 regular season games as a color analyst. And then I worked in the studio with Robin Roberts for ESPN during the NCAA tournament. And then I did work for CBS in the mid-'80s and was the first woman to be a color analyst on a men's NCAA tournament game.
So you have broken a lot of glass ceilings and a lot of barriers. That could not have been real easy along the way.
There were definite challenges. I mean, obviously, in terms of pay differential, I didn't make nearly what my male counterparts were making for the same work. And I remember one story when I was doing the first men's game, and it was the Notre Dame-Virginia game. It was on prime time. It was a 9 o'clock game Friday night, first round of the NCAA tournament. It was the premier game of the first round. And I can remember doing all the preparation for it, and there was all this hoopla surrounding, and I did lots of media interviews because everybody wanted to know what it felt like and everything else. And I was at center court as the teams were warming up, and I had the boards that I prepare for every game. Now, keep in mind that I had done women's basketball since the early 80s and had a lot of experience in that. And one of the writers for USA Today, Rudy Marsky, who did the TV column, came up to me. And he looked at the boards that I had prepared for the games, and he goes, "Wow, that's a lot of work." He said, do you do that much work for the women's games?" And I said, "Yeah, Rudy, I mean, basketball is basketball." I said, "I do the same amount of work whether it's a men's game or a women's game." He goes, "Well, you gotta consider this as your big break." I looked at him, I said, "You know what, Rudy? I think this is a wonderful opportunity, and I appreciate that, but I said, my idea of a big break is finding a reliable babysitter." I said, this is great, but if given my druthers, I'd be doing women's games for the rest of my life. So it's just interesting, again, perception and what people consider to be a value or what people devalue because
absolutely. He had no, most men, although it's certainly getting better, most men in the workplace have no idea what it takes for a woman to compete equally in that workplace, what goes on behind the scenes for her to come onto that playing field.
Yeah, no, and I had people through the years, especially in the television world, tell me that I couldn't be paid what my male counterparts were being paid. It just wasn't possible. I mean, flat out. And, that kind of thing is indefensible as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's also now almost illegal.
Exactly.
I will mention that it is actually interesting, the different state laws about pay equity and that sort of thing. It's quite an interesting study. But, Mimi, we have a situation, I think, in this country where every time we can look at a woman role model and see that she can balance all the balls in the air, that she can be a wife and a mother and a partner and a successful business person and contribute to her community, to me that sends a ripple effect out into the community and a very clear message to young women that they can do anything they want to do. And I just can't think of a more worthwhile goal, whether it's for women's golf or whether it's for your business or whether it's for the Power of Women organization, for us to influence this next generation of young women coming up.
You're absolutely right, Pam. The only caveat I would give to that is that it's a disservice to young women to suggest to them that you can have it all. Because the reality is you do have to choose and prioritize. And sometimes people will go into it with the perception like, well, I'm supposed to be able to do it all, and it puts so much pressure and so much stress on them that they end up not doing any of it very well. And I think that you do have to prioritize, and there are choices and compromises that come along with it. But that's not a bad thing. That's life in general. If anybody asked me right now, I could use a wife. You know, I need somebody to do my laundry. I need somebody. And the traditional view of what a wife does. But maybe we ought to smash that traditional view and not use the term wife as somebody that does that. That's not young women's, you know, it doesn't have to be their goal. It can be, and if that's their choice, then more power to them. But the whole point is that there are choices and there are compromises that have to be made just so that you don't overload and stress yourself out.
Well, from my perspective, that's what the women's movement, quote-unquote, from the 60s and 70s, when it really started to build momentum, that's what the women's movement was all about. It wasn't about trying to, you know, equal the heart attack rate of men by having, you know, a high-stress, high-pressure corporate job. It was about the ability to make choices. It is
exactly.
Perfectly fine to choose to be a stay-at-home mom. That is a perfectly acceptable profession, and it is a profession. And it is perfectly fine to choose to never have children and to go completely devote your life to your career if that's what you want to do. What is important for young women to understand today is they may choose to design their life any way they want to. Society no longer makes that choice for them.
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely. Right on to everything you just said, and it's a matter of taking your talents and your abilities and your interests and marrying them with something that you want to do so that you don't ever view it as work. Like, I can realistically say I haven't been to work a day in my life because I love what I do, and whether I was paid for this or not, I would still do it.
What a wonderful way to end this program. Mimi Griffin, thank you so much for being with us today. You were just a great guest, and I really enjoyed talking to you. This is Pamela Varcone, and you have been listening to Power of Women on the Voice America Variety Network. Please join us next week when our guests will be Heidi and Julie Hemming, the authors of Women Making America. It's a unique view of American history. We hope you'll tune in next week for The Power of Women. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you again for joining us on Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. Please tune in again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on the Voice America Variety Channel. Make it a powerful week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.